Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, when Thursday approaches, Allah Almighty sends angels who have silver papers and gold pens. They write the names of those who recite salat in abundance on Thursday and the night of Friday. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we had the honor to listen to the introduction of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his virtues in the previous episode. In today's episode, we will have the honor to learn about the miraculous powers, sayings, and accounts of the life of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. The character as well as the face of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was luminous. The entirety of his personality was miraculous. Every one of his acts was according to Sharia. He was a reflection of the Sunnah of his grandfather sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In today's program, we are going to listen to some of the marvels of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. But before we listen to those marvels, we will learn what a marvel is and what our belief about it is. From the era of prophethood until now, there has never been a difference of opinion about this matter amongst the people of the truth. It is the belief of all that karamat of Sahaba and awliya are true. In every era, miraculous powers appeared from the holy bondmen of Allah Almighty, and until the day of judgment, these will continue, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. What is a karamat? A well-known commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi, has said, in light of Sharia, the term karamat refers to such an unusual thing that appears from the hand of a wali. From the Quran and Hadith, we get its proof as well, that at the hand of a wali of Allah Almighty, such an unusual thing appears, which we call karamat. Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu anha would have the summer fruits in the winter and winter fruits in the summer. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam asked her, from where have you gotten these fruits? Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu anha replied, these are from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has stated, whenever Zakariya visited her at her prayer chamber, he would find new sustenance, i.e. non-seasonal fruits with her. He asked, O Maryam, from where did this come to you? She answered, that is from Allah. The 309-year deep sleep of Ashabi Kahf without eating and drinking is also a logical proof of karamat. There are also countless narrations about karamat in the books of the blessed ahadith. Some Islamic scholars and hadith experts have written books on this topic continuously. Listen to a narration and have a look at what great knowledge of the unseen Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had. He had already informed about his death, the state of his death, and the good demise. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, when the battle of Uhud took place, my father called me at night and said, I think about myself that amongst the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will be the first martyr. After the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the most beloved to me. I'm in debt. Repay my loan. Accept my will for your kindness towards your sisters. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu added, we saw that in the morning, he was the first martyr. Once Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu visited the grave of a pious young man and said, oh, so and so, Allah Almighty has promised, and the one who fears standing in the majestic court of his Lord, for him are two paradises, i.e. Jannah Adn and Jannah Na'im. O young man, let me know your condition in the grave. That pious young man called his name from his grave and said twice out loud, my Lord has given me these two paradises. The karamat of Sayyidina Safina radiallahu anhu is also very famous. He got separated from his group in the land of Rome. He was looking for his group. Suddenly, a lion appeared and stood in front of him. Sayyidina Safina radiallahu anhu addressed the lion, O lion, I am the slave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such is my master. Having heard this, wagging its tail, the lion stood beside him. It would move in the direction it heard a sound from. Then it would resume walking with him until he found his group. Then the lion went back. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as you have just listened, miracles do exist. Allah Almighty shows such strange incidents through His beloved bondsmen, which make people astonished. Now let's listen to a few miracles of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu left Madinatul Munawwara from Makkatul Mukarrama, Sayyidina Ibn Muti met him on the way and humbly said, my well has a shortage of water. Please pray for an increase. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu asked for the water from that well. When a bowl of water was presented to him, he drank some water from that and rinsed his mouth. Then he put the remaining water back into the well, which resulted in a great increase in water, and it became sweeter and tastier than before. A man complained about his poverty to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu anhu said, sit for a while. A few moments later, five bags of gold coins, 1,000 dinar each, were presented to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu from Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu gave all the money to the poor man and apologized to him for the delay, despite the utmost generosity. See how much Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would love Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, that he sent gifts to him. It teaches us that the blessed companions would wholeheartedly honor the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's kin. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu spent his whole life serving the religion, worshipping and practicing. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was second to none regarding knowledge and wisdom. He was an embodiment of sacrifice and trust. He was unparalleled in courage and bravery. He had the utmost piety and abstention. He was incomparable regarding charity. He had a great nature of staying patient and grateful in any situation. He would participate in various activities. He was an embodiment of worship and practice. He was so enthusiastic regarding nafil salah and abundant recitation of the Holy Quran. In addition, his worshipping, practicing, performing nafil salah and participation in various activities are mentioned in many narrations. Let's learn about his worship. Allama Ibn Asir Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi has said, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would abundantly perform salah, observe fast, perform hajj, give charity, and participate in every virtuous activity. His son, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu has said, my father, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, would perform 1,000 nafil rakat in a day and night. The advices of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. O people, be more focused to adopt good ethics and rush to perform pious deeds without delay. The one who does not become grateful to the one who did good to him, then Allah Almighty rewards that person who did good to him. Believe me, Allah Almighty rewards such a person who does good to someone. Believe me, the one who does something pious is of course praised and rewarded. If you could have seen piety in the form of a man's face, you would have definitely found it to be much beautiful and attractive, and you would surely have felt good to see it. If you could have seen reprehension and evilness, you would have definitely seen it in a disapproving form, and you would have abhorred it, having felt disappointed by its view. O people, the one who acts generously is indeed a leader, while the one who acts miserly becomes humiliated and disgraced. The great, generous person is he who is generous to such a person who is not expected to return the favor. The more forgiving to people in spite of being in a commanding position to take revenge, the more virtuous and braver one becomes. The more one connects with those who break ties of kinship, the more one maintains good relations with his kith and kin. The one who relieves his Muslim brother of any worldly trouble, Allah Almighty relieves him of any trouble of his hereafter. And the one who does good to someone, Allah Almighty does good to him. And Allah Almighty loves those who do good to others. Regardless of the fact that the world is thought to be nice and good, their reward from Allah Almighty is the nicest and the best. If we act upon these pieces of advice, we would undoubtedly get their blessings. And they can obviously help us form an ideal society if Allah Almighty wills. If we read about the blessed biographies and characters of our pious predecessors and lead our lives according to them, we can no doubt live a peaceful and happy life. Bear in mind that peace and tranquility lie in the worship of Allah Almighty and obedience to Him. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these pieces of advice. Ameen. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these pieces of advice. Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we have already stated in detail in our previous programs, that when during the reign of Yazid his atrocities and oppression increased in Madinatul Munawwara, then Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu had to depart from Makkatul Mukarrama. When he reached by Kufa, the Kufans went back on their words. In spite of pledging allegiance to Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, they stood with Yazid. Then the transgressors tyrannized Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and the members of the sanctified Ahlul Bayt. At last, on the 10th of Muharram, a doomsday-like trouble, a huge predicament took place when a legion of thousands of hostile warriors contended with a small caravan of the sanctified family of Ahlul Bayt. As a result, the great and innocent people of Ahlul Bayt were martyred. Eventually, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu also attained martyrdom on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura in 61 AH. He laid down his precious life in the ground of Karbala to defend Islam while fighting against Yazid, the brutal man. The blessed head of the great Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was buried in Jannatul Baqi graveyard, right ahead of the blessed grave of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha. However, his blessed body was buried in Karbala. The blessed companion Sayyidina Zayd bin Arkam radiallahu anhu stated, when the wrongdoers patrolled there having lifted the blessed head of the great Imam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, I was present there, right on the upper portion of my house. When the blessed head was taken past me, I heard it recite, translation from Kanzul Iman, "Did you know that the people of the cave and the people on the edge of the forest were a wonderful sign of ours?" Another pious predecessor, Rahmatullahi alayhi, stated, "When the transgressors carried the blessed head to the palace of Ibn Ziyad, the ill-fated man, I observed that the blessed lips of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu were moving, and the blessed head was reciting the holy verse 42 of Surah Ibrahim, of part 13 of the Holy Quran." Translation from Kanzul Iman, "And do not ever consider Allah as unaware of the deeds of the unjust." Sayyidina Minhal ibn Amr rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a pious predecessor and who was also a Tabari, he stated, "By Allah Almighty, I myself witnessed such a marvel that when they carried the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, having lifted it on a lance, at that time I was in Damascus. A man was reciting Surah Al-Kahf in front of the blessed head. When he recited the verse number 9, translation from Kanzul Iman, "Did you know that the people of the cave and the people on the edge of the forest were a wonderful sign of ours?" Then at that time, Allah Almighty enabled the blessed head to speak my martyrdom and the way my head is being publicly displayed while roaming around are categorically stranger than that account of the people of the cave. After the martyrdom of the great Imam radiallahu anhu, many miracles appeared from his blessed head. The blessed head of the great Imam radiallahu anhu was apparently in the custody of Khawli bin Yazid, the ill-fated Yazidi. When he reached Kufa at night, he found the gate of the governor house closed. Then he took the blessed head to his house, where he irreverently put the blessed head on the ground and covered it with a big utensil. And then he went to his wife named Nawar and said to her, "I have brought to you the fortune of the world. Look over there. The head of Hussein ibn Ali is lying right there in your house." He meant that he would get much wealth and gifts by handing this head over to Yazid. Ma'azallah. She reacted angrily and growled, "May Allah Almighty's wrath be upon you. People love to bring silver and gold, whereas you brought the blessed head of the maternal grandson of the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By Allah Almighty, I will never ever live with you anymore." Nawar stood up, having remarked it, and went and sat beside the blessed head. She stated, "By Allah Almighty, I witnessed that a blessed light was visibly shining from the skies up to that utensil, and white birds were roaming around it. Then in the morning, Khawli bin Yazid took the blessed head to Ibn Ziyad, the ill-fated man." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, behold how selflessly the sanctified Ahlul Bayt gave such sacrifices, and particularly our Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, who laid down his precious life, but he did not take bayat to an evildoer just for the sake of the safety of Islam. My dear viewers, always remember that a cruel, unjust person always faces the consequences of his oppression, not only in the hereafter, but also in the world, just as reaping what one sows. The same thing happened with Yazid, the culprit. In the next episode, inshallah, we will learn about the immoralities and evil doings of Yazid and his fate. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who say